Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Yeah, so what's up? Welcome to Monstrous Radio Comic Cafe. You know what it is. This is the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. So let's go ahead, jump into it, help you get your woosah on so you don't get 30 days for hurting somebody. All right, so Comic Cafe starts right now. This is SNS and Kid the Wiz. It's called Love Come Down. DJ E Monster, rock with me. Uh-huh, we're going to open up the lines in a little bit, but let's do this first.
I hit the club and tell a DJ throw the song. Fly fit, I'm Millie rocking with a rolling on. Then a Dougie, I'm just doing that for Harlem World. It's a Pito's, I'm probably with a foreign girl. Made this beat some years ago and it was hitting in. Now let me get Tory Lanez, it be lit again. That Harlem music make you get up off your feet. Hop on right on out your seat.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all know what it is. It's Comic Cafe. The only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. I'm DJ E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable in the house. So all right, kick back for a minute. I got some more music to play, and then we're gonna open up the line, and I'm gonna tell y'all what we're talking about tonight. All right, let me see if I can find the next artist. Something to help y'all relieve y'all stress. What do I got for y'all? I think I know what I got. I think this will go right here. Karma Cafe! Woosah music!
I'm
wanna chill with you, be with you. You know the Colonel always keep it real with you. Sookies and gelato smoke good with you. I'm like, what up, shawty, what's really good with you? I just wanna have you for the night. Promise I won't hit it till I lick it right. Have you moaning and groaning, begging to stick it in. When I finish, I'ma let it go on your chin. Nasty with two eyes, yeah, I get it in. Living room, kitchen, kinda nigga, fuck a bed. You got me going crazy, I'm delirious. I swear that ass so fat, girl, is serious.
Now go on and drop it low for me, baby. Twerk slow with the heels on.
All right, cuz.
That's what they do?
Okay.
Is that what they do?
That's what it
is. All right, cuz.
What, cuz? What we rolling with, cuz?
Hey, that's how you came in. I opened up the mic. That's how it came in. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
that's how we doing it.
That's how we doing it, my nigga. Is that what we doing? On cuz, it's on cuz. I'm telling you, it's on cuz right now. It's on cuz, my nigga. That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling petty, my nigga. That's how I'm feeling today. Y'all gonna get petty, Miss Unbelievable today. Get ready. Yes, petty baddie.
Bang bang. Okay.
Bang, bang. I'm being petty, bang
bang. Smart. All right. Okay. So all right, it's Comic Cafe. Y'all know what that means. It's the night that we vent. We talk about politics, community issues, anything really that y'all want to vent about, get off your chest, things like that. We still have our normal stuff, which I hope Miss Unbelievable has it together today, because I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no weather. I ain't got no who's bumping who, who's getting fat. I barely got music ready for y'all. I'm just saying I ain't got nothing for y'all tonight. It is what it is. I came in like a caller tonight. You dig what's going on? I'm just saying. So hopefully we got some of that. I do have one thing, I guess. I do have something. That we, yeah,
time?
Just one. Yeah, just one.
One is
tonight,
all
I
we
want
need.
To talk about I want to talk about revenge. Is revenge healthy? You dig? I see a lot of things people putting out there about getting back at people and things like that, and I'm starting to think, is it really healthy? So that's something we're going to talk about. Is there something that you may want to help the people vent about tonight coming up here in a little bit?
I told John Petty, yes. Bitch assness. Let's talk about bitch assness. Absolutely.
Ooh. Pew, pew, bang, bang. Shots fired. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Do we have a weather report for tonight?
We have a weather report. Are we going to say it right now, or are we going to take a breather?
We're going to say it right now.
All right. Y'all know I like to go around the world with it. I like to go around the world with it. It was a nice, crisp day for the Minnesotans. We're sitting at 69. Ooh, and y'all could be doing a 69 in this mother too. London is at a 78. I'm focusing. Paris is at a 81. Ooh, it's hot there. Hey, Paris, what up? I need to be there. Atlanta, our sister station with Jazzy D, 87. New York is 82. California is hot as hell. It's 111. Dallas is 103. That's hot as hell. 103. San Juan is 84. And I've been, I added Phoenix because Phoenix did a record yesterday of 115. So they're at 108. Damn, that's hot. They hot. She's hot. Just, yeah. And there you go. The weather by this unbelievable petty ass shit. But, you know, there you go.
We just gonna keep it moving because ain't no telling what she gonna say. So check it out. Here's some new music from Lecrae. This is called By Chance, him and Verse Simmons. Remember, we all still here by God's will.
I've seen so many
Karma
Cafe. Impossible stories become
Greg.
Possible, you know.
Greg. Call us, y'all.
We can do it.
We live.
It can be done.
Y'all know the number. Push one.
And if you got God on your side, and then nothing you can't do. What you waiting for?
Cause nothing is by chance. Give me the strength to understand the things you see that I can. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know it is your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be as strong.
T-Dot in the kitchen. I was working on the greasy. He was working on the written. We just hope someone would listen. Got that Tate 116 and ain't had nothing but a mission. Missed a couple months of rent, but whoa. We done came a long way now. Huh. It got me listening when I pray now. Came from country roads and riding on a train. And now we on that private plane. And I ain't flexing, I'm just saying, wow. So tell me what you waiting for. You ain't gotta sell them things no more. Went to Philly, told the city, free McMillie. If he ever need to talk, I hope he know I'm not in praying for. Born in the 80s, they got struggles, they got babies, but they all in, ain't no maybes. Seen them hustle from the bottom, getting to it on the daily. It's enough to drive you crazy, even in that new Mercedes, yeah. See them grinding till they shoes stuff. My shawty used to drive the school bus. Never act like she too good for us. Sleeping on the floor when they was shooting up the hood, bruh. No mama, what you waiting for? Start that business, go and get it, girl. Don't let them tell you you can't do it. Brought you to it, bring you through it. You know God gon' help you do it, girl.
Cause nothing is by chance. Give me the strength to understand the things you see that I can. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be a strong man. Now I put my bets on.
Monstrous Radio, Karma Cafe, you're here, nothing is by chance. I got a request coming up, then we're going to open up the lines right after this and chat with y'all just a little bit. Miss Unbelievable told y'all the number, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1, though, if you're monstrous. Check it out by request. This is Lloyd, and it's called True. Uh-huh, Karma Cafe. Monstrous Radio, Thursday night.
But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle.
Woosa!
From the pain. From the realness. Here's my story.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see this is for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do, 'cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true. Alright, and all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much shit done happened that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister, raised a child. Kinda hurt me 'cause I could've had my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just had to learn. This is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. 'Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. This fame I've been given. My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. 'Cause I can only be real. Hey, 'cause I can only be real.
Karma Cafe. You dig? I'm just saying, Monsters Radio Live, this is how we do it. Karma Cafe is the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what your ass deserves right here on a Thursday night. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. So, all right, tonight we're talking about revenge. Is it healthy? And, hey, Miss Unbelievable, we do have a person over here, a caller, that's called in, and they have pressed one. So, ooh.
Okay.
Maybe we should go over here and see if what they want to get their woos on. So, all right, let's go over here and check it out.
All right. Let's see. Who we got? Who we working with? Who we dealing with?
We work 773-663. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Bought a motherfucking gun, nigga.
Oh, damn.
Who we got?
What's
that? Who is you?
The fucking master of disaster, nigga. I will be in Minnesota tomorrow in the AM, motherfuckers. Y'all get ready to turn up on a Saturday with none.
That's what's
hey.
Up. That's what's up. Bar none, the M dot O dot D. Did I forget anything this time?
That nigga forgot my last dot just like these niggas. I'm gonna slap you when I see you, nigga. Revenge! Revenge!
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Now you ain't got no choice but to play with it like a Chevy tonight.
Oh, man, I wish we still had that in our system, too. That would go real nice tonight. That sure would. But what's been up with you though, Barnard?
Nothing, man. Dropped the hard copies of that across state lines. Now I'm bringing like 300-400 up to Minnesota tomorrow. Got the new the Now or Never mix. Well, ain't a mix. That'd be my first real album. And guess what song made that real album? Trump Music. Trump Music.
Are you
sounds
serious?
Good. Man, it ain't never
serious?
Been heard nowhere else. Has it ever been heard?
I think we might have way back when we kind of, like, displayed a little bit here
you
on
played,
the radio.
I think you played it one time. I think you played it once or twice on the radio.
Only person that ever had the song. And nobody else ever heard it unless you were riding in my car with me.
Right. So,
but it's on the official Now or Never album that we'll be dropping right after the Cross State Lines already out, iTunes, Amazon, and all that, but... But Now I've Never Done it, too. I'm finna print that up next week.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay.
Oh, no.
So where can people, is it available online or you just got the hard copies of Across State Lines?
Come on, man. You know, man, you can get a hard copy of Across State Lines, but it's online, man. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, all that shit, man. We ain't playing no games.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay.
Everywhere a real supposedly major artist is, I'm right behind his ass, sticking my middle finger up, like I'm right here, bitch.
See, I'm not the only one feeling the pettiness tonight. I'm just saying. So you said you'll be here tomorrow. Where can we find you at, Deborah?
That's right. PETTYEET. Petty Entertainment.
That's right up my alley. With the bitch asses. But yeah. Where you gonna be at, my nigga? Where you gonna be at? Where you gonna be at?
I perform a Saturday at the Raspberry Island, you know what I'm saying? At first I was like, man, I'm gonna get in. It's like 8 minutes. You know what? I just made a 20-minute show CD. I said, fuck it, let me turn up.
Shit, why not?
Why
what
not?
They gonna do? Cut me short? Marcy ain't on the DJ, so I ain't got to worry about it. We'll tell you, cut him. Whoever on the DJ,
right.
I'm a bully. I'm like, you cut me, I'm going to cut you.
So they just going to say, cut the mic. And then you just rock the crowd with your, you know, with you, by yourself, without the mic. You know, can y'all hear me? I don't need this mic. Be petty as shit. I don't need this mic. Who's going to get me off this stage? You, nigga, no.
I'm throwing CDs in people's face.
Right.
Slapping the shit out of with the CD. I don't want to cross state lines and slice
it. Catch this. You get a CD.
On the real, you gotta hit the ass like Rodney King was getting hit back in the day with them clubs. Goddamn it, hard in the face. And then I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna still have the mic. I'm gonna be like. PETTYEET, bitch.
Well, hey, check it out. I do got one of your tracks. It's called Lean On Them.
I was gonna perform that one on Saturday, but that's a whole track. That is gonna make me take all my energy out because I want to lean on everybody. It's time to take over, monster. I want to go to Paris.
Let's get to your track.
Yeah. You going to bump that lane on them for tonight?
Yeah, I'm about to do it right now.
Man,
come
it sounds
back,
like
talk
you're
about
some good herbal, verbal.
Nope, drink the water. Just pure water.
That nigga
water.
That nigga don't even drink water. His body made out of pure treats.
Man, P, there go them fools over there, man.
Is that right?
Hey, man, that's right, homie. I think we're going to have to go and take these boys out.
Oh, so.
What you think, man? You got that chopper?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'ma lean on it. I'ma grind.
crime. Keep the chopper on them. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma shine. I'm about this paper. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma grind. Keep the chopper on them. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma shine. I'm about this paper. It's my time, my time.
I jumped off the porch like Jimmy Superfly Snooker. Ballin' ain't a hobby. That's the reason why I cook up. Smoke a quarter pound every week. I'm in the cloud. I stay so high. I think I'm never coming down. And I'm all about them bands, boy. I keep a double back. That's the reason I go hard. I don't woof and I don't brag. My killer shooting on sight. Choppers ready to ignite. If you want some beef with none, whoa, then you gon' lose your life. I got the streets gonna smash. I'm turning up. I'm popping tags. Any whip you see me riding in, I'm always driving fast. My swag's through the roof. I stay high like Wiz and Snoop. Man, this skunk so loud, smelling like Pepe Le Pew. You ain't ballin' like I'm ballin'. Call me Trinkles, I'm the truth. Okay. Even when I'm sick, I hustle. I call it the Grand Flu. Ain't nobody on the streets going hard as I do. I'ma lean on the rep of Chicago. I'm that dude.
I'ma lean on them. I'ma grind. Keep the chopper on them. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma shine. I'm about this paper. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma grind. Keep the chopper on them. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma shine. I'm about this paper. It's my time, my time.
They told me I would never make it and that I would never shine. That's the reason why I watch them in my rearview and my blind. I go hard in the paint like Waka Flocka on my grind. You can catch me in Chicago. Was born on the west side. My hat stay broke to the left and I'm always fresh to death. I don't ever get tired cause going to sleep after my wealth. I'm going super saying five. Level up, I got my pride. I stay hustling for days. Why you scared to come outside? That's why I always keep my chopper blocking haze like Sergio Baca. Moving through the city like the Phantom of the Opera. Yeah, I'm moving weight on interstate from state to state.
That's
I keep pounds of that loud and annoyed to eat the case. If you come against the squad, then your life don't get erased. So you better keep it real. You don't want no face to face. I was raised by them boys. I take food off your plate. And my chopper's so big, hit a target from outer space.
I'ma lean on them. I'ma grind. Keep the chopper on them. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma shine. I'm about this paper. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma grind. Keep the chopper on them. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma shine. I'm about this paper. It's my time, my time.
Now I'm going back to the basics like Neo in the Matrix. Everything I am today, it started in my basement. Just like in the studio, the fiends know how to bass kick. Some A1 and some soda together, make it amazing. None, I stay blazing like Jamaicans and Haitians. Eyes so low like the Japanese and the Asians. Always been a hustler through all my tribulations. Hard times and bad luck was all I was ever facing. Now I'm in the game, killing everything just like Jason. I cook it and chop it, now watch my wrist game, baby. Chromed out, 9 milli or 380. Always keep it on my hip and never on safety. That's the way I'm living, boy, I'm shy, sound crazy. And all of these gals around me trying to have my baby. I'm going off the throne, so sure that that could be a maybe. Something like him, but I ain't gonna have on a baby.
I'ma lean on them, I'ma grind. Keep the chopper on them. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma shine. I'm about this paper. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma grind. Keep the chopper on them. It's my time, my time. I'ma lean on them. I'ma shine. I'm about this paper. It's my time, my time.
The R bar none, the M-O-D. Tell me how to get a hold of you one more time, bro.
What's up, Fofo? What you need from me?
Tell me how to get a hold of you
one
more time.
Y'all, man, look, man. If y'all really want to get a hold of me, just go to Facebook. Bar none, M-O-D. Fan page. Philcastle Entertainment. You know what I'm saying, regular level page. Bar none, the M-O-D. Regular page. Or my real name page. Ramon Newcomb, motherfucker, a.k.a. Chief Leaf.
Really?
Just like
y'all
that. Y'all get that?
Hell no. Y'all listen to the archives, because I ain't getting none of that bullshit. Listen to the archives.
If you don't get your petty ass up out of here, you petty ass here. Well, my fault. You might have not got it, because I keep forgetting I got these goddamn gold teeth in my mouth. They made me talk funny.
Listen, we want them to listen to the archives, man. We want them to listen to the archives, and they want to listen to you.
Look,
you better
get this
advertisement while you get it.
If y'all want to get in touch with Bonner, nigga, call my phone, 773-663-5259. Now what?
He must ain't got no woman, Jesus. He don't give his phone number out to people.
Man, you think I can't call my phone? The more people that call my phone, the bigger I get.
He just got bigger twice right now.
He just got bigger twice.
And you better not let your baby mama call my phone, your girlfriend, or your side piece, because I'm knocking them down and I'm putting them under the stairs. They're going to be one of my dirty ragamuffins.
That's
fucked up.
I be talking about.
All right, hold on. Let's get into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Also known as the gossip lifestyle. So what's going on, Mr. Unbelievable? What's going on before y'all two go? What's going on?
Well, T.I.'s side piece going right along with it. She's envious. She's shocked and envious that T.I. and Tiny are back together.
Oh.
She knew she blew her chance to get with T.I. She says she still carries a torch for him, and she was hot how he was acting towards his wife at her birthday party. She thought that they were going to be together since they filed for divorce. She was seeing him in secret. The whole thing blew up, and T.I. put his middle finger up and said, "I'm with my wife." And she mad
More
at
than.
The gift
Damn.
That she got. Because T.I. bought Tiny a new car, and her got
nothing.
Oh,
yeah, I seen that. That Benz, that custom made or whatever.
Absolutely. He gave a wife, not
yeah,
a Tiny.
Yeah, I seen T.I. phony as hell, man, because he's still cheating. He's still doing what he wants to do. Tiny don't want to leave him because she know he the breadwinner and she ain't got to do shit else. All she got to do is fall down and play a role. All she got to do is like chicks. And it'll be on the problem. She just don't want nobody else to hide that nigga. I guess he giving us some good deals.
Hey, if I get that type of vehicle and the side piece ain't got it, then the wife is doing something good, because usually you give the good gifts to the side piece to keep them quiet. So, evidently,
yeah.
That side piece ain't doing what she's supposed to do. So if the wife is winning, congratulations, Tiny.
Hey, congratulations.
Saying.
But
well,
where I'm from and all my people, we all got them. We swingers, goddammit. We got wives and side pieces, and they naked. Yeah. We got that shit. And this is real talk.
Well,
keep y'all
like
each other together like on Superfly, but one of you bitches got to die.
There you go.
What could the side piece expect, really? Come on. Like she said, she didn't take him nowhere. I mean, look what you're comparing to. I mean, the man got kids by the lady. Ain't some of them still a little young? Don't they got some
young?
I mean, that's a bond.
They already on TV, so they ain't younger than me. The mothers got more money than me.
Well, you know, I mean, you can't compare to that. I mean, what would you expect it was going to end up being? Come on, now. You knew what it was when you got with them. Now that I just respect your position, it is what it is. Look, you should have known he was going to go back anyway. You was a side piece.
Right.
Hello.
Know your role and play your part, bitch.
There he go. Right, well,
the master has spoken.
Before he starts putting powder on his hand.
That leads me to another one. All right. Here we go. All right, we're ready for the next. Tristan Thompson is feeling trapped in the Khloe Kardashian relationship.
Uh-huh.
They are not fully on good terms. They are acting like they are in front of people. He no longer is going with Khloe for sessions because they were going through relationship counseling. He just don't feel it was helpful to discuss what happened months ago when he was caught cheating on her while she was pregnant. They were so happy. Khloe moved in with him. Now he wants his space. He doesn't think that this is going to work out, and he is unhappy, and he's trapped.
Trapped in the closet, telling the listeners, my Kelly.
I think I heard this before. It's called a pussy trap. Let's see. Yeah,
the PT, baby, PT. Not physical training, PT.
He's not the first brother who said they feel trapped by the Kardashians. I'm just saying. He's not the first.
Oh,
or he won't be the last.
Hey, but Khloe got a little pussy. She made Lamar relapse. that nigga was
moving
crack.
Did you hear about what just happened to him? Him and some friends, they were in a bar somewhere. I want to say L.A., but I'm not for sure. But they were in a bar somewhere, and I guess one of his friends beeped off to one dude, and the other dude whipped out a pistol on their ass. Yeah.
Well, y'all let him get the pistol poured out on him. Me and Crackhead.
Did he do anything? Did he fight back? It's all as it did he?
No, somehow the situation got escalated. Last I heard, he was sitting with the police, telling about the situation. I don't think I just helped him none, but you get what I'm saying.
He became the snitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's some bitch assness. See what I'm saying? He became the snitch of the group. That's some bitch. You were so hard before you met Khloe. You were so hard. Now you snitching? The roles have reversed. Oh, my goodness. This is so sad.
Hey, roles of the pussy trap. I'm just saying, the pussy trap. I'm telling you. My mama told me, hey, don't fall for the pussy trap, boy. I'm telling you.
You're always trying to blame our pussy. Our pussy ain't got nothing to do with y'all bitch ass. Stop playing.
It's a hell of a drug. I'm telling you, it's a hell of a drug.
Drink it and enjoy it. Y'all act like y'all just don't dick-tizing us. Like, y'all act like we don't get dick-tized.
Hey, come on, man. You heard that on damn movie, man. Come on.
Who? What movie? See, I don't watch a lot of movies, so what movie?
Tia.
What movie?
Tia. Tia.
Who?
Tia.
What
Queen Latifah, old girl, tell us Queen Latifah.
Tia.
Don't ever put me on that
Tia.
Time. Girlfriend's night out, whatever they will.
Tia.
I heard about that movie. I seen it, but I seen it come on cable, but I didn't get a chance to watch it.
It was funny. I ain't going to lie. I watched it like 3-4 times.
Oh, I got to check it out then. Okay.
Hey, I just watched that Superfly, too, and The Equalizer, too, man. I don't know what you would be talking about, man. Both of them was good, bro.
Okay.
That's
a good
movie
update.
Denzel make you want to watch him every time. That mom just cold.
Denzel make you think you can do things you're not supposed to do. You be like, Denzel did it, my nigga. Denzel
did it. Oh, my mama. And I just seen him the other day. His stomach big as hell.
How
the hell is he doing all this shit that he's doing with his stomach? Monster. Denzel looks like he just ate churches for a week.
Denzel did it, my nigga.
Right, that was unbelievable. Right.
That nigga ain't saying.
You think it?
That nigga ain't the Mighty Quinn no more, motherfucker. He's not the Mighty Quinn no more.
I sure was at work one day talking to one of the white co-workers talking about my nigga. And I was like, well, I guess you didn't see the movie. My dad.
Hey, did you almost slap him?
You know, you be looking like, boss,
My nigga, he about to tear it up at Raspberry Island. Y'all, Saturday, what time? Don't matter. He got a 20-minute set. My nigga, Raspberry Island, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, my nigga.
Hold on, my ninja. She just motherfucker pumped me up. Hey, Mom, you know what? I'm going to do you another solid. While I'm up there, nigga, I already got two videos being paid for. I didn't choose yet. I'm going to shoot the Al Pacino with MGM. I'll shoot this motherfucking Trump music again. And it's going to get done up there. What you going to do?
What you talking about, that day?
No, I'm coming up there in the AM and shit. We're going to start shooting tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon and shit. Once you get off, you'll get there. We can come straight and shoot your scene and shit.
All right, well, hit me up when you touch base. We'll work it out.
Okay. 10-4.
Absolutely. Okay, we got one more. Okay.
Okay, well, we
judges. All right. Judges use lyrics to sentence rapper to 12-year sentence for cocaine distribution. You know, that's a bitch ass. Okay. Nana, a rapper based in Dallas, has found himself in a legal situation in which his own lyrics are being used against him. The 22-year-old rhymes have been wielded in court to justify a hefty sentence. The judge's lyrics to the crimes he was suspected of committing. One of the songs he referred to told the story of robbery that involved the victim being shot in the face by the narrator. She says, "You're bragging about shooting a person in violence 10 at every phase." The young man was initially facing a 6-year sentence, but she believed his violent lyrics justified a longer stay in prison, which is a tale of most fictional rappers that snitch on themselves when they're doing a song.
Wow. Didn't he learn? I mean, didn't they try that? I think they tried that way back. There was another artist that was in New York. I don't want to say the name wrong because I've been defamation of character. I've been on said the wrong dude. I even think they tried to use in Snoop's case way back in the day. I think they tried to use some of his lyrics as well. So, wow. Okay. Man, I'm baffled. I don't know what to say. Shit, I even remember there was a time I think I was on tour or something. I remember I stayed on the military base, and there was a guy that was in the military base that was been brought up on charges because he was in the military. He was a rapper, right? But he was talking about shooting people with guns and all this other stuff and blah, blah, blah. And the military don't allow that. So he got brought up on charges for actually promoting and, you know what I mean, so on and so forth. So people better start paying attention to their lyrics. Somebody, I get it in. Then your ass really be getting it in. They really got your ass in the pen.
Well, I mean, okay, first of all, if you want to be an underground rapper, do it on the ground. Don't let that shit become above ground and do the radio version like everybody else do. Just don't be dumb with it, you know? You know your position in the military. You know what when you sign on the dotted line what they do. Keep that shit underneath and then be the little whatever you need to be daily. That's stupid. All right, so last one. "Respect my mama" was the quote. Female McDonald's worker body slams woman customer who threw a milkshake over her and hit her in the face with a tray in a fight over free soda. The video I posted on the Monstar page, it was funny as shit. Go on there and look at it. Yeah. But they was brawling
in McDonald's. I can't believe what you just said. That just fucked me up. Damn. Motherfucker done. That's petty.
No, well, I didn't see the whole thing, but okay. I seen part of the video. You did? I seen the point where the girl that threw the shake realized she done fucked up. I seen that moment in her eye. You could see it in the video. Like she said, it's on the Monstars page. You can see it. But I mean, come on. I mean, what did the worker do? Now, okay, I'm trying to put it in perspective. Just to put it in perspective. What it might have looked like to help you. Imagine, okay, a lot of people, they don't know what I look like. Everybody think I'm big as hell. Okay, how can I say it? Think of somebody. Think of little ass Adriana Grande, right, throwing a tray at Queen Latifah.
She getting her ass whooped.
You did. Imagine little Ariana Grande in McDonald's throwing a shake or a tray, whatever it was, a Pepsi, Coke, Sprite, Mellow Yellow, whatever it was, at Queen Latifah. Now, Queen Latifah, now this girl was bigger than Queen Latifah, though. She was a heavyweight for real, for real. She came around that corner, got some mag in that girl. That girl tried to fight back. She fought back fiercely. Oh, yes, she did. It didn't help her none.
Not
she
at all.
She fought back fiercely. Because when the worker got the hammering, or whoever it was got the hammering on her, oh, it was over. Titties fell out, all kinds of things. She beat some nipples off that girl. I'm just saying. I didn't get to see the body slam part. You did? I just seen it go from there. And yeah, my shit cut off. I'm just saying. It's a hell of a fight. I don't know who was wrong, but I think it was the girl that realized that she fucked up by throwing the drink at the girl at McDonald's. Now, the only thing that makes me want to side with the people at McDonald's, I see how people treat people at McDonald's sometimes. Y'all been at McDonald's?
Let me give you a little bit of the backstory. What she did was she ordered a water cup, and then the lady went and turned the Coke, like the soda system, off and told her she needs to have some money to get the regular size cup, which isn't like a Coke a dollar to get some regular Coke? Like all the drinks a dollar? So she was like, you ain't got enough money. And they was arguing back and forth. And then, she threw them out. She threw the milkshake. Then that's when she got here and came around. Then they said that they pulled them apart. And then the lady who was fighting, the big girl, started fighting another coworker. And then the big girl came back and defended the other coworker and whooped her again. And I don't know. She just got her ass whooped. That was her day of getting her ass whooped. I just came into McDonald's, decided I need my ass whooped one time.
Oh, you seen two that? Times. The one with the fountain machine trying to steal the pop?
No.
You ain't see that one? Oh, my God. Oh, that was McDonald's. God damn it. That bitch tried to, she got a cup of water, tried to steal some pot, man. The manager came out to the big Mexican girl and her partner. Man, they beat that bitch up, man. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page so he can just hear it. I'm talking about she got some flops put on her ass. Goddamn, she was still talking. She had on booty shorts and some damn sandals. Bitch, you got whoops.
Okay, let's be clear. Monsters Radio people, we don't promote violence. But come on, don't be a bitch ass that's going to no store on a restaurant thinking you're the shizlet and you can't fight. Everybody ain't taking your bullshit. Just putting it out there. Everybody ain't taking your bullshit.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth, my nigga. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, my nigga. Because those hands will get thrown at your sorry ass. I'm just saying.
So, all right, y'all. Well, you know what? This is a great time to roll right into what we're talking about tonight. So we're almost at the end of the show. Revenge. Is it good or bad? Is it healthy? Because obviously this was a revenge case. You threw some shit. Okay, no, we're going to take it. You going to take it there? Okay, let's take it there. I'm going to come around this corner, and I'm going to show you what it do. Revenge, is it healthy? Well, first off, I'm gonna say go ahead, Brian.
It's healthy for me because once I come to Minnesota tomorrow, I got two or three motherfuckers that I'm slapping up and I'm going live with it.
Well, damn.
I ain't coming out.
And if you think it's a joke, watch my live tomorrow.
Well, damn. Like you said, just remember, none of the comments have anything to do with Monsters Radio. They are those of the people speaking in their comments only.
My name is Al. I don't know who they're talking about. There's no such person as Barnard.
Let's put out a disclaimer. If you have a complaint, you can call 1-800 these nuts in your mouth.
Get your way, you little looking ass out of here.
So, all right, let's get on this revenge.
Okay.
So, all right, Ms. Umble, if you want to chime in.
Back in the day, yes, revenge was necessary because I wanted your ass to feel my motherfucking wrath. Absolutely. But now that I'm older, I don't give a fuck. I ain't giving that much energy to you. You don't get that much satisfaction to get that much energy from me, no. So you will become obsolete and dead in my book, and that's more revenge than anything else because I'm an asset to anybody I talk to. So.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I wasn't a total answer like mine, but, hey, it is what it is. We all got our feelings. Nobody's right or wrong.
Petty.
You know what I mean?
Petty
and we ain't talking about
petty with
we're
the
talking
period.
About how we feel. Right.
You did.
And give y'all something to talk about at the water cooler or with they petty party over here.
Something to say at the water cooler.
Revenge, what about the DJE monster? How do you feel about revenge? Passing the mic.
Well, I keep it 100. You know what I mean? I think it's better to let a situation go. You know what I mean? That's what I put on my page. You know, being revengeful or petty will only make matters worse, probably even worse than when they first started. You know what I mean? Because think about it. Okay, somebody does something. You do something back. It's going to escalate. Now, they're going to try to do something to outdo you. And then you're going to be like, oh, no, motherfucker, you ain't going to outdo me. Now, here we go. It's a whole nother level. Friends don't got involved. Family members got involved. A whole bunch of people involved over some little bullshit that just one person got to let it go. I'm not trying to say you got to be bigger than nobody, but just like she said, just be like, hey, I don't even need to know you no more. And sometimes that hurts people more than anything. Especially if they expect something, you don't do nothing. Oh, man. But I'm just saying. But, you know. But here's a comment that we got, and I like this one. You'll know why here in a second. Revenge is not healthy because it carries negative energy, and it's best to let the universe deal it out than to attach yourself to someone else's lesson. Of course, it sounds like it agrees with me, so that's why I like it. So yeah, I mean, and when you carry on trying to do revenge, like, she said, I mean, it carries negative energy. You got to let that go. Or you kind of like you're holding yourself in that moment. You're hurting yourself more than you're really hurting them.
You are.
Well, you are. But it takes a bigger person to not have to deal with revenge because sometimes, you know, when you're hurt and they touch that wounded area, your first initial part is, I want to get that motherfucker back. But if you've grown and you be like, hey, you know what?
Hey, look here.
Okay.
I'm always being the person because I'm sad. I don't give a fuck. Roll, nigga. Roll. And that big fat.
So he's sitting in front of the judge, talking about, judge, I thought about it. I'm in handcuffs, judge. I thought about it. Please don't give me 2 to 3. I thought about it. And
hold on.
It was my pettiness.
I know you were killing people. Oh my God, I'm off this line. She's killing people. Oh my God. shit. Hey, look, that's not part of Monsters Radio or Tokyo Entertainment. You don't want no part of what she just said or anything. No judgment.
Damn that. Better ask somebody. Don't be petty. Don't be petty. Fuck you. Don't be petty.
Hey, look, that almost made me happy.
I bet it did.
Hey, look, don't have me say I'm gonna pull out big fat, big fat.
There you go. Please don't do that.
Hey, look, I'm a born again virgin. I don't think I had sex in 2 or 3 years now.
What'd you say? 2 or 3 days? All right. Okay.
Two or three years, man. What I gotta lie for?
I know.
I done hit more bitches than niggas gonna hit their whole life. 2 or 3 niggas. I'm in the 500 to 600 club. Know that.
Don't you hear me clapping for you, my nigga? Damn.
No, I don't want you to clap. I want your booty to. Ooh, do the booty to.
We're going to get the last word and get the hell up out of here. I don't know what the hell this show going to turn into.
Hey, Mom, make sure you call me when we get offline and stuff, because I want to holler at you.
All right, okay. I got you. So, all right, you got any last words, though, before we get up out of here?
Well, I want to thank Monsters Radio for having me tonight. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate my man, E. Monster, man. We go back a long time off some flu shit, man. Niggas don't know. We met when you just coming over my house on some road shit.
Right, going out to perform in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Ever since then, that's been my ninja.
So, all right, you got any last words there, Miss Unbelievable?
Stay fly, my nigga. Stay fly.
Hey, I don't like that because I got a shirt on right now that say stay fly. You just pissed me off. That's some bullshit.
So check it out, I guess. My last words to go out to the lady that had the altercations in McDonald's. This right here is the artist I'm going on the UK tour with. Check it out. This is Santa. It's called Stop. You'll see why I dedicated here in just a moment.
Yeah, it's Santa.
Thank y'all for...
She ruckus. Dead beat. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling, Zach's on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood, posted, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop, huh? You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling, Zach's on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood, posted, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop, huh? You claim the gangster, boy, stop. Call a coward, and you know that I'ma run the city, I ain't gonna stop. And you know that I'ma block hustler, trap star, runner. Look, catch me walking down my block like a mailman. Got the work on me, and you know that it's for sale, man. Use a salesman, sitting behind the desk, man. They call me for work, while you calling out of work, man. I don't understand, if you such the fucking man, why them people always brush you off like the Sandman? They yelling, go and skedaddle, not you. Listen, man, they heard it all before, you're not impressing them. Can't you see it in their eyes that you're stressing them? That's why you're always by yourself like a specimen. But you're not done, I have a fix for that. Pull your pants up, tie your shoes, and fix your fitted cap. Good, stop. You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling, Zach's on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood, posted, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop, huh? You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling, Zach's on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood, posted, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop.
Yo, you want to hear more of that music? Go check him out on all social media. S-I-N-A-S-R-E. That's Senna S-R-E. for Street Ruckus Entertainment. Y'all have a good night now. You hear?